The Vatican agrees Miracle Bra. January 30th, 2007 for unused CS more deal. The Vatican Flotilla Dalmatian Coast. During his regular fireside chat on Sunday night, Pope Benedict XVI condemned the Victoria's Secret Miracle Bra as unmiraculous. It's a good brasserie, but it's far from bona fide miracle. Only the Lord does those, and I hardly think it works for Victoria's Secret. Sure, he works in mysterious ways, but that's just ridiculous. He's too busy putting images of the Virgin Mary on dirty windows and pieces of toast to worry about boobs. Ratzinger told Roman Catholics worldwide via his weekly radio broadcast. Again, only God he through his vessels on earth can perform miracles, he repeated. The Congregation for the Causes of the Saints isn't going to waste its valuable time investigating the alleged miracle of two scraps of fabric that lift and separate a pair of his most filthy creations, tits. Really, we here at the Vatican have more important things to do, like forgiving pedophiliac priests, enraging Muslims, and abating the spread of AIDS across the third world. A conservative Roman Catholic who makes other conservative Roman Catholics appear practically liberal by comparison, Joseph Ratzinger's worldview is well known. Protect the reputation of God's one true church, or rights reserved, harass and annoy followers of false gods, hey, that includes Jews, doesn't it? And prevent sinners from using condoms. Rubbers help protect people from his divine will, he once wrote in his diary. It is our hallowed duty to ensure that his will is carried out, no matter how much we end up spreading his loving misery in the process. Fornication for purposes other than reproduction is prescribed as a sinful sin that it is. Bumping uglies while using any form of birth control other than the RISM method compounds that sin by helping to protect sinners from the consequences of his most dirty act. The only form of birth control sanctioned by the Roman Catholic Church is the RISM method. This is because it's a remarkably cheap and efficient way to get pregnant. If there's one thing for which the Holy See is known, it's their wicked, if dry, sense of humor. He closed the chat by saying, man is his greatest creation. A woman is a distant second, an afterthought, if you will. Funbags, aren't even in the top 1,000 on his list of greatest creations. They're certainly on mine, yeah? They're down at the bottom of the list between Protestants and Minch. Frankly, I don't see why he bothered to make them at all. I, for one, have gone through most of my life without them. I'm getting along just fine. Heck, I'm the Pope for Christ's sakes. If I can rise to this position without ever getting to second base, imagine what someone who isn't God's word on earth could do. Yeah? Yeah. This concludes our broadcast for the evening. I wish you all a very good night. And if you got fun bags, don't forget to play with them. Auf Wiedersehen!